arm's length.
It was Hinduism's generous capacity to embrace all aspects of life, not least sexuality, that enthused and beguiled the man who collected our sculpture, Charles Stewart, an officer in the East India Company who so vigorously embraced the values and virtues of Hinduism that he was nicknamed by his shocked compatriots, Hindu Stewart. Stewart admired almost every aspect of Indian life. He studied Indian languages and religions, and he even urged English women to wear what he called sensible and sensual Indian saris. The Memsahibs declined. As part of his study of Indian cultures, Stewart put together a huge collection of sculpture, our relief was part of it, designed to include examples of each deity as a kind of visual encyclopedia of religions and customs. His collection was displayed to the public at his home in Calcutta. It was one of the first serious attempts to present Indian culture in a systematic way to a European audience. Far from finding Hinduism disconcerting, Stewart saw in it an admirable framework for living that was at least the moral equal of Christianity, and in 1808 he published his views in a pamphlet, Vindication of the Hindus.
Wherever I look around me, in the vast ocean of Hindu mythology, I discover piety, morality, and as far as I can rely on my judgment, it appears the most complete and ample system of moral allegory the world has ever produced.